The political pressure is mounting on the government, particularly from the left, and it comes from the left of the Labour Party, it comes from the Greens, and of course, you know, we can't forget the Gaza independence, and that is to get tougher on Israel. David Lammy said this earlier on today.
Today we are announcing sanctions against those individuals because we have been absolutely clear. This has to stop, and we stand for a two-state solution. And the settler violence that we've seen in the West Bank particularly is entirely unacceptable and must stop.
So the result of this is that Itamar Ben-Gvir, the security minister, cabinet minister, Israeli cabinet minister, and Bezalel Smotrich, the finance minister, will both have any assets they've got in the UK frozen and been banned from entering the United Kingdom. It's also interesting to hear David Lammy there effectively talking about a two-state solution. I'm joined in the studio by Zippy Hotaveli, the Israeli ambassador to the United Kingdom.
Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening. Israel's running out of friends, isn't it?
Actually, our friends need to choose whether they're going to be in the right side of history or in the wrong side of history. There are only two sides in this story. Hamas, who's a jihadi terrorist, want to commit a genocide to the Israeli people on the 7th of October, and a democratic country trying to defend itself. Now, you tell me which side you need to choose in this war and in this battle.
I think
it's quite easy.
I don't for one minute not support the idea that what happened on the 7th of October was an absolute barbarity, and you know jolly well I've said that from day one. The difficulty is, you know, and I know the BBC have been accused of accepting Hamas propaganda, but it looks like, and I don't know whether you agree with these figures, but something like 50,000 Palestinians have been killed since the 7th of October. It's a lot of people.
Well, first of all, in war, people die. The only question is, who's in charge of the fact that innocent people die in the Gaza war? And the answer is Hamas. They created this infrastructure. We just heard last week that Mohamed Sinwar was killed underground of the European hospital. The taxpayers, the European taxpayers sponsored this so Hamas can build this underground tunnel city and hurt Israeli civilians and kidnap our hostages. You met Emily Damari. You know exactly
what I campaigned for Emily Damari.
I know, very much so.
But when you get an Israeli cabinet minister talking about aid going into Gaza, saying not even a grain of wheat should get in, you can see why the international community struggles.
Well, are you quoting now Smotrich?
I am.
Okay, so let me speak about sanctioning our ministers. This is a wrong moral decision of the British government. This will go down history as the first time that a democratic country is sanctioning ministers of another ally, another democratic country. Now, let me quote to you a person that is not supporting Smotrich or Ben-Gvir, is one of the prominent leaders of the opposition in Israel. His name is Benny Gantz. And he said today on Twitter, as a reaction, sanctions on ministers in one and only democratic state in the Middle East, the state of Israel, is a profound moral mistake and sends a dangerous message to the terrorists of Hamas. This is Benny Gantz. So this is something that among all the Israelis, everyone is looking at the UK government now and are saying, are they underestimating the judgment of the Israeli people when they go and vote in election?
Well,
do they actually say the Israeli people don't know what they're doing? The people of Israel don't know what they're doing.
But it's political pressure. And actually, the French government is potentially going even further, isn't it? I mean, there's this talk of recognition of a state of Palestine coming up very, very soon. And you can see the British government's position is changing pretty quickly.
Let me tell you a word about this initiative.
Yeah.
I think nothing can be more morally wrong than recognizing a Palestinian state after the massacre of the 7th of October. What does it actually mean to recognize a Palestinian? Maybe people don't understand what it means. It basically means to recognize Hamas state. It doesn't mean anything else. If someone here wants to come and give me the argument that they want to have a better future, both to Palestinians and Israelis, please explain how another Hamas state, like we had in Gaza, the one that committed this horrific massacre on the 7th of October, will bring a better future either to Israelis or Palestinians. Now, I think the international community here should stand and say, Hamas shouldn't be part of the game. I mean, I've seen the UN resolution they're discussing now in New York. Do you know how outrageous it is? We're talking about a decision.
Well, this is back to my first question to you. I said to you, Israel's running out of friends, and that is the reality, isn't it?
But I think the question is about our friends. Do they actually want to stand and be judged in the history?
Is the British government, do you view the British government still being genuine friends and allies?
I believe the UK is Israel's friend, and I believe the British people are Israel's friend. I believe the British government at the moment gave few decisions that the Israeli people are furious about. Just today I heard our foreign minister saying the sanctioning our ministers is outrageous, and this is something we cannot tolerate from a democratic country.
Which shows a deterioration of relations, and that is because people are horrified by the casualty statistics. It's as simple as that.
I beg to differ. I think this is not the reason. I think it's from domestic politics. This is the only thing that counts, I think. And actually, if you see the big picture is that Israel is very close to a ceasefire. Davidkov, the American envoy, yep, has been trying to work on this framework. According to the British government interests, that they want to have a ceasefire, all they need is to be a little bit patient. And patient is a good thing to advise to all the Western leaders.
But how do you have a ceasefire effectively with Hamas? You can't, can you?
Of course not. The whole idea of this offer that we are offering is to make sure Hamas won't control the Gaza Strip, that the Gaza Strip will be demilitarized, our hostages will be released, and we still have 20 people still alive in Gaza. We have 55 hostages. We need to have them back, and the international community should come and support Israel. I'm saying again, all those countries today that were lining up with the UK to say Israel needs to be under pressure, they're just encouraging Hamas. They're delivering the wrong message to get their own interests.
Well, you may be right, but I'm afraid there's a lot of Western countries not supporting you as much. In an ideal world, what would happen?
In our ideal world, the world will give Israel the time to finish the job. And finish the job means to make sure that Gaza won't be under this horrendous regime of Hamas.
And Hamas.
Everyone agrees, by the way. You don't see even one leader that says Hamas has controlled the Gaza Strip.
How many civilian casualties will that take?
Can I ask you a question, Nigel? We were hosting in September a very, very significant general coming from the British Army. I hope I pronounce his name right. His name is General John McCone. And he was a very senior, prominent person in NATO. And he came to Israel to check how Israel operates on the ground. And you know what he realized? He said, I came very skeptic because I saw the news, I saw the BBC, I saw everyone is speaking about so many casualties. But in the end of the day, I saw Israel is operating. Israel is very cautious. Israel is working, believe me, I have those conversations with all my team, with our defense attaché, with all the people that we work with. When Israel is targeting a target, it's a military target or a dual-use target that Hamas is abusing schools and hospitals and turning them into headquarters. And this is where we come into a statistic that most of the military experts will say Israel is doing much better than other Western armies. And this is just the latest.
It's an argument you're going to need to keep making, because as I said, for the third time I'll say it, Israel is running out of friends. Ambassador,
I hope you still are our friend.
Thank you. Of course. Thank you for joining me on the program.